Okay. This year I gave it a title, Harry Potter and the Magic Just Shabbos, but I told you that it's about what you can read on Shabbos. And I was remembering recently, earlier today, a funny story from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, that it once went up, it was about Rosh Chodesh Adar, and a sign went up that he was going to be teaching about something about Shakespeare. And when we got to the shir, he said that somebody called his daughter and asked if it was a Purim joke. And so he said, whoever came looking for a Purim joke, you could go. But, no, he was teaching Torah and comparing Shakespeare's value. It was a two-hour shir where he took a few sonnets of Shakespeare and he taught the Chachma from it and compared it to Mamrei Chazal, etc. So I didn't want that problem that somebody would walk out thinking it was going to be a shir on Harry Potter. So I had to tell you there is a shir about what you can read on Shabbos. Okay, so let's begin with source one. The Gemara has twice that it discusses something called Shtarei Hedyotot. The first context, the Mishnah says, Moneh Adam et Orchav et Parparotav Mipiv. Person can count who I'm having. Oh, I'm having guests for the meal. I'm having Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. And what am I serving? I'm serving chicken and I'm serving cholent and I'm serving kugel. You can list all those things if you want from your mouth, meaning verbally. Avalo min aktav, but you're not allowed to read them off while you are reading them off a list. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the issue? So Rabbi Yamar Gzera Shema Yimchok. The issue is that while you are reading this, go, oh, I didn't make the kugel in the end. Cross that out. And you're going to erase it. Abai Yamar Gzera Shema Yikra B'shtar Yajoto. The issue isn't that list per se. The issue is that if you read this, you'll come to read something called Shtar Yajotot. So what are Shtarei Hedyotot? And that is going to be a big focus of our discussion today. But Shtarei Hedyotot, translated as probably secular documents, and everybody says they refer to business documents. And Abaye says, there are other things that you can't read, lest you come to read Shtarei Hedyotot. Meaning, Shtarei Hedyotot are Vaday Aser, and there's a gzera derabanan to read other materials, lest you come to read Shtarei Hedyotot. So my benayo, what's the nafkamina between these two views? Yikaminayo de kadav akoto midle, if something is written in the wall, in the stone, and it's very high up, so you wouldn't come to erase it. It's very difficult. So if you're not going to erase it, it's not a problem, according to Rabibi. According to Abaye, reading that, you still might come to read Shtarei Hedyotot. Yeah.
This is like applying for a book you can't rip out.
Good. That's going to be a svara that we're going to discuss, okay? We don't edit things. Okay, printed material. The Gemara has a brayta that says, Ktav ha-mahalich tachat atzura v'tachat adyuknot. Let's say there are these drawings, and under them there are captions. Asur l'krota b'shabbat. You cannot read captions on Shabbos. Dyukna atzma, and really you shouldn't be looking at these pictures at all. Af bechol aser l'stakelba, mishum shneamar al tifnu alalim. What are these drawings? They're usually drawings of depicting of Avodah Zarah, so you shouldn't be looking at those pictures. So the first thing we're going to have to discuss is can you read captions? Discuss a list. The list is pretty straightforward. But we have to deal with captions. Okay. Rashi tells us here, what is this Shtarei Hedyotot? It says, Shem Yikra B'Shtarei Hedyotot, Shel Mekach U'Memkar Kamar. You will end up reading business documents. So here Rashi explains Shtarei Hedyotot as Mekach u'Memkar. So the issue that you'll have too many guests, or you don't like a certain guy, you invited Kamsa by accident, you're going to cross him out. So you're going to cross it out. And so that's one possibility, that you'll cross it out. And the other possibility is that you'll come to read business documents. And he explains about the drawings and the captions that they would have pictures of animals and people, and you know, this is Muhammad, this is David and Goliath. So under a drawing of David and Goliath, there'll be a caption saying it's David and Goliath. When you go to a museum, you see a painting, famous painting. So the painting is there, and then next to it, it says, this is Napoleon crossing, you know, fighting in battle. And then under it, it says the name of the painter, and when he lived in the year he made the painting, and which person donated it to the museum, and that it was oil on canvas, and etc. You have to buy the audio guide for a better explanation, and more, but there's basic explanation in that caption. So you're not allowed to read that caption. And again, Asul Lekrota B'Shava, why? Shem Yikra B'Shtari HaJotot. So that's the first time we have it. That Gemara says, Zegzera, lest you read Shtari HaJotot. Now let's go to the second Gemara we have regarding it. Source 3, the Mishnah says, Kol Kitfei HaKodosh Matzil L'Rotav Mipnei HaDaleika, Bein She'Korin Behen, U'Bein She'Ein Korin Behen. There are things that there's a fire and you want to save items from the fire. So what about Kitfei HaKodesh, your Svarim? Can you save your Svarim from the fire? So all Kitfei HaKodesh you could save. You could save them. Even the ones you can't read. Okay, so this is already, you're going to be, look at what? There's Svarim you can't read on Shabbos. And again, Kitfei HaKodesh. It's not talking about Kitfei Chol. Kitfei HaKodesh. Bein She'ein Korin Behen. So why would be, this is the Mishnah says, what's the reason you can't read some of them? Because it'll stop you from going to the base medrash if you read them. Whoa. What is this? So Rashi explains in source 4. Kigom Ktuvim. If you read anything from the third sefer of the third part of Tanakh, third section of Tanakh. Because what's the reason? You're going to enjoy reading it. Mashli Lavo, you're going to get involved and read, oh, the Sefer, the story of Eov is so compelling, you're going to be reading it so much. The Bali Batim were out working all week, trying to earn a Parnasa, and so on Shabbos, they would have a drasha for them. How are they going to learn how to live a Jewish life? How are they going to learn all the halachot they need? So they'd be in that drasha. So if they're home reading Ketuvim, they're going to be missing the drasha. Better they should hear the drasha than read the ketuvim. We know that ketuvim are these enjoyable texts that people just read. Because how do we know this? Because the Gemara in Source 5, in Gemara Yoma, discusses the Kohen Gadol had to stay up all night on Yom Kippur night. So what would he do all night? He would learn Torah. So if he's a Talmid Chacham, give a shir. If he's able to understand a shir, they give him a shir. But if not, so he can learn Tanakh. So, and if he's not able to learn Tanakh, they should read to him Tanakh. So they tell him the story of Tanakh. So what would they read to him if he's not able to read it? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, maybe it's Gemara, no, Gemara says, I'm at Koran Lefanov, Be'iov, Be'ezra, Be'divrei Yamim. Okay, read him some Ketuvim. That'll keep him interested. So because we want you to go to Shir, there are certain things you're not allowed to read on Shabbos at this stage, meaning we might see that we're going to pasken otherwise. But at this stage, it seems that even Torah, there's some areas that you can't read on Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara continues, source 6, V'nei Korin, Am Rav, Rav and Shmuel and Machloket. Rav says, Lo Shadol B'makom Bein HaMedrash, Lo B'makom Bein HaMedrash Korin. Rav said, that's only where you're near a base medrash, where you're supposed to go to the base medrash. Where there's no base medrash, of course you can read them. Shmuel Amar, Bein B'makom Bein HaMedrash, Bein Shalom B'makom Bein HaMedrash, B'zman Bein HaMedrash and Korin. Shalom B'zman Bein HaMedrash Korin. What's the issue? If it's the time of the shir. So what time does the rabbi give the drasha? At 11 o'clock. So if it's 10 o'clock, you can read to him. If it's 2 o'clock, you can read to him. It's only an issue at the time there's a shir. So what's the issue? Why would they say that you can't read Kitvei HaKodesh? Mifnei ma'amru Kitvei HaKodesh ein korin behen. Kedei sheyamru b'Kitvei HaKodesh ein korin b'kol shekein b'shtari HaJotot. If I tell you that on Shabbos you can read even Ketuvim, then certainly you're going to know that you can't read Shtari HaJotot. So again, we have this idea of Shtari HaJotot being the reason that you can't do something. So this is the second time we have this term, Shtari HaJotot. It's actually earlier in Masechet Shabbos, but twice in Masechet Shabbos we have this term, Shtari HaJotot, and you can't read other material because of Shtari HaJotot. So, commenting on, so do we paskin this? Let's start with this. Do we paskin this that you can't read the Ketuvim? So, seemingly not, because we know we all do. But the Rambam actually in source 11 paskins that b'shat bein medrash that it's really a din. B'shat bein medrash aser gzera misham bittel bein medrash le'ei kol echad yoshev beito v'korev yim nam bein medrash. So if there's a time when everybody's supposed to be in shul, you're supposed to be in shul. Not even if you're learning Ketuvim elsewhere, is that good enough? But most don't say that we paskin that way. And starting with already Rashi says, Kigon lachar achila korin, you can read after you're eating, because that's not when there's the drasha. And we'll see a few more. But the issue that we're going to come across right now, source 7, is Shtari HaJotot. How did Rashi define it the first time? Rashi said, Shtari HaJotot war mekach umemkar. That was in source 2. How does Rashi define it now? Shtari HaJotot kegon shel cheshbonot, o igrur ha-shluchot imtzo chefes. He says, what might you come to read? Business documents or letters? So can you read igrot? Can you read a letter somebody sent you? Shabbos, you have a letter from them. Do you know what a letter is? This is before emails. So they would... Okay. So, can you read that letter? So here Rashi says, lest you come to read a letter, you can't read Ketuvim. Okay? So apparently reading a letter is already bad in that category. So Toso, first in the first place, he had said, by the way, note here that Rashi says Mecha Chomemkar, and there he says Mecha Chomemkar, meaning Cheshbonot and letters. And here he comments the following. Source A, Koshakim Shtari HaJotot, Pirish Bekuntras Igrut. Betema. Why is this strange? Denagu Olam Nekrot Bektav, Vigrut Ashluchim Imakom Lumokom, Ule Taltal and Vada Shari, and certainly moving them is allowed. You can use them as a bottle stopper if you need, so it's not muksa. But we know everybody in the world reads letters. So Tosfot is questioning this Rashi based on the prevalent minhag. It's an interesting phenomenon that maybe people are doing something wrong, but Tosfot and Ashkenaz, it's a topic for another time, but they felt, probably because people were dying al Kiddush Hashem all the time, that if they had a minhag, that the minhag must be okay. So, Tosfot saying, the minhag is that everybody reads letters, so it must be that Shtari HaJotot doesn't include letters. Nearly read, the low kari Shtari HaJotot al Shtari Chovot Kiyotze Ben, aval Igrot Shari. Why? Dipamim Yesh Ben Pikuach Nefesh. Because sometimes it's important to know what's in a letter. Because why are they sending you a letter? Hey, look out, four towns away, the pogrom, the crusade just came through and killed a lot of Jews. They're probably coming your way soon. Maybe you better, you know, buy shutters for your windows. And in addition, Mati Rabbeinu Tam, the law of Ishtar Yodu, Kevin Shein Tzarek Mashi Katuba, because you know what's in it. And if you don't, again, maybe there's Pikuach Nefesh. Then Toso throws in something else, very interesting. There are these stories of wars written in not Hebrew. Nirla Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Asr La'ayin Mehen, you can't read them. The Lo Gara Mehad the Tanya, Ktav Shiktach Ratzur, the Yukon Asr the Krobem Shabbat, Vafil Bachol, Lo Yadari, Mehitir, the Havale Kamoshav Leitzim. Why would you waste your time reading these stories of wars? It's no worse than reading the captions there where the Gemara already said that even Bachol you shouldn't be reading. So one answer, the Gemara already said, Al Tifter Lilim, maybe it's Avodah Zarah. Here he's adding in, it's Moshe Akleitzim, it's just a waste of time, it's jokers, it's what a waste of time. So our first question is, are Igrot included in Shtari Hajotot or not? Are they included in something you can read on Shabbos or not? So our first source is, the Ran cites the Ramban in source 9, Kachatav Ramanzal, Midvarav Atalamein, Desir Leid, the Igrot Shalom, Lo Mikri Shtari Hajotot, Umutter Likrot Behem, you may read them. Okay, they're not part of this issue. Now the Rush first disagrees on this topic, and he says they are Igrot. He says, Shtari Hajotot, also the Mikri Behem, Hainu Shtari Mekachu Memkar, Vishtari Chobun Mashkono, Mishur Memzal, Chavtachav Davar Davar. If you can't read your guest list or your menu out loud while reading it, because you might come to read Shtari Hajotot, so then the same would have to be true for letters. So Toso Sarah says the Rush and the Ramban here are in disagreement. But Rush also throws in two further points. He says, "V'hai de Rabbi Nechemya also the Krot beIgrot Rishud mehai time in the second column. Rabbi Nechemya nishma the Rabbanon dal korchach lo pligi Rabbanon alel but kifei hakodesh she'en leser mitamze avada Igrot Rishud b'shtari Jotot mechlefi." He says the machloket Rabbi Nechemya and the Rabbanon is just about kifei hakodesh. It is clear you're not allowed to read Shtari Jotot on Shabbos. Shtari Jotot are business. Rabbi Nechemya says, even Ketuvim you can't read on Shabbos, lest you come to read these business documents. But the Chachamim say, no, you can't ban Ketuvim. But what don't they disagree with? That there is a Gzeira, don't read X, lest you read business documents. Their only machloket is what's included in X. According to Rabbi Nechemya, it's everything, even Ketuvim. According to the Chachamim, no, it's not Ketuvim. But if it is something, says the Rush, it is Igrot. And the third point he makes is some Chachamim came up with a loophole. What was the issue that you were reading, right, this menu or the list that you're reading and you're reciting it aloud? So it could be, what are we talking about? Reading and reciting aloud is the Isser. But if you read it silently to yourself, maybe that's okay. So Ikra Buta da Amri Bikriya Dumyuta Piv Avliyune below Kriya Shari. Said some rabbi said that, but he disagrees with them. Umistabrilandin Yune Nami Usar. And he proves it from the fact that you couldn't go read those captions. If you couldn't go read those captions, so you also can't go read those letters even though you're not reading them out loud. So, here we have the Rush saying, even to read it silently is Aser, and an Igaret is Shtari Hajotot, and you can't read them on Shabbos, and even the Chachamim agree that you can't read them on Shabbos. Of course, Rabbi Nechemya agrees, as he says, even Ketuvim. But even the Chachamim agree that there's a Gzeira out to Shtari Hajotot on letters. Regarding letters, the Beit Yosef in Source 12 comes to, he cites the whole discussion, and he comes to a sveik sveika, and he's mekel with a sveik sveika. He combines two things the Rush says. One thing the Rush says is that he rejects the shita that you can't read something silently, meaning reading. He says reading silently is the same as reading it aloud. But the Beis Yosef cites shita on both sides. He says there's some who say you can read silently, as in kriya the dibor aser hir hor mutter. So he said the Rush is machmir on that. And when it comes to Igrot, so again, it could be, you know, there's machloket, is that included, is it not? We saw there's the Ramban saying it's not a problem, the Rush saying it is a problem. So he says, Linyan alacha nira shemei achar she'enu ela yisuri derabanan kedahim matirim lismoch aleim lekrotam and enu yodei makatuv ben. Again, if you don't know what's in them, and maybe they'll save your life. In other words, combine those two machlokot, and we can be makel to read a letter that arrived silently. That is what Beit Yosef says in source 12. Let's go to source 14. Yigro Moshe was asked, this was actually asked him by that author in that book I showed you last week in the Shira Mukso. He says, can you handle a letter? He says, since you can handle it, since you can read it, you can handle it. And he says, and the reason that they ossered reading a letter was because you might come to erase it. And he says, came in the anu nechshavim l'gabei haidino kechashuvim in lanu chashash shema yimchok. If you think you're learning Masechet Shabbos now in morning Seder, so maybe you got to the second parak or night Seder?
We're doing
Kitvei HaKodesh now. Okay. No, but regarding tilting a candle, in the second parak, it says chashuvim won't come to tilt the candle. So Yigros Moshe says the same thing. Chashuvim read a letter without editing it. Only editors do that. Okay? Chashuvim read things, they don't cross it out, they don't erase it. And he says, the Isser Dabar Dabar, what's the issue? That you're going to read these things, and it's Dabar Dabar. He says, Dabar Dabar is only when it's out loud. So he's Mekel on that front. So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, source 13, Shtari Hedjoto, that is he Paskin, Hainu Shtari Chovot V'Cheshbono, V'Igrot Shal Shelet Shalom. You cannot read Shtari Chovot V'Cheshbono, and you cannot read letters. Asur the Krotam. Vafilu la'ayin behem below kriya asur. Even to read them silently is asur. But then in Sif Yedalit he says, L'krot b'grad ha'shlucha yitlo, im enri yodea makatuba, mutter v'lo yikrot b'vivel yayin ba. But let's say some letter shows up and you don't know what's written in it. So then we rely on the Svek Sveka that he mentioned already, meaning Shulchan Aruch is the Beis Yosef, that he previously mentioned. So you read it because you don't need to, but you read it silently. And he says that's without getting into the issue of Tchum, because then you might have to be careful, meaning if the letter came to you from outside the boundaries of Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Source 16 comments, says, what's the reason for no letters? Shelet Shalom, Mishum de Michlof, Mishtare Jotot. Because you might come, again, to read business documents. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatan, similarly Paskins, Asa Likro Mechtavim, Vigrot Shalom, Source 17, Mishabbat V'yontov, Ach Mechtav, Vigrot Shalom, Shigil Yadav, Mishabbat V'yontov, Lo Kramadayin, what's the line in behem, Yibli, Lo Tzik, L'Satav, don't read it out loud. It's very interesting. Let's go back to Source 13. Shulchan Aruch, the Igros Moshe says that something here doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. He lived in the 20th century, and he said there was an invention. Rabbanina zo she'ika, telephone. Kimat b'chol bayit. Almost every home has a phone. Ein lachush l'davar nachutz l'tzorech agof mamash. If the whole heter, right? The Gemara says, shtarei joto, don't read. And there's something you can't read because of shtarei joto. And Rashi says Shtari Ajoto means business, and it means letters. And Tosot says, well, we have to be able to read letters. Why? Because it could save our lives. So Yigros Moshe says, if somebody wanted to save my life, isn't there a better way he could save my life now than sending me a letter? What could he do? He could pick up the phone and make a phone call. So if there were really important news that I needed, I would know about it through a phone call. So this relying on this heter to read a letter doesn't make sense anymore. And therefore, so therefore you can't read these letters, and because you can't read them, they're muksa. Even if they came within the chum, if they came without the chum, and kuli alma lo yifugu bazeh, nobody would disagree regarding these letters. So bezman hazeh, forget, just everybody has phones and smartphones and WhatsApps. You know, if there were real news, the president-elect of the United States would tweet it to everybody, and everybody would know. So, really, says the Igros Moshe, saying that a letter, oh, I have to know this letter, maybe it'll save my life, and therefore, let me read this letter on Shabbos, that doesn't apply anymore, says the Igros Moshe. It could be that, like, even Bizman Azef, like a telegram showed up on Shabbos, like a, not a telegram where you pay by the word, but like if a delivery driver shows up with a special delivery letter for you, so it could be that the person is trying to reach you on your phone, you don't answer your phone because it's Shabbos. And so then maybe it would apply to that. In other words, maybe you have to read that, something important happened. But otherwise, seemingly, says Igros Moshe, there's no heter for you to be reading a letter bisman hazeh. Yeah.
Does the Igrot apply as catalogs? Like, do you know what a catalog is?
A catalog where you can order products?
As in, it's a shop and it says this product's on sale.
Yeah, so we're going to get to that. We're going to discuss catalogs, okay? Fine. Our next topic, though, on the second page, source 18, and the other side of the page, is something called Sifrei Chachma. The Rambam says, this is in the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayot, Hatam she'asru linu nota min haktav. Why is it that you can't read off your guest list or your menu? Shem yikro yikro b'shabbat v'zeh asur. It's lest you come to read a letter. And again, we just established that reading a letter on Shabbos is really asur, though it might be allowed for mikuach nefesh. Okay? V'zeh asur. But says the Rambam, not only is that asur, shekol zulat sifrei hanevua uperusheim asur lekroto lo b'shalach v'l yom tov afilo hayabo divrei chachma umada. Rambam says you can only read Torah on Shabbos. You cannot read chachma or mada. You cannot read even educational material. Forget that you're not going to read a joke book. But to read something informative and educational, science, human anatomy, chachma, philosophy. Rambam is a big fan of philosophy. Trust me, the Rambam is a big fan of Aristotle and constantly quoting them. He says you can't read them on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Rashba, in Source 19 and 20, the Rashba, who was known as a cholik on the Rambam was very big into philosophy and all these study, and one of his main balei plukta on this issue was the Rashba. When it comes to Shabbos, says the Rashba, Mashalteh mutter labit bitzdrolov b'Shabbos. Can I look in a telescope? Mistabra shemutter the klihu. The kol kli nital tzarech gufo afilu kol shemalach doli iser. Certainly this one, which is just educational, you're going to look up, you're going to see the stars, you're going to learn about science and the world. Etc. Source 20, Nishal Mutul Litatu Likro B'Sifrei Refu B'Shabbos. Can you read medical books on Shabbos? They teach you about the world and how it works, and the human body and how it works. And that's important information to know. Mikachon Ramban, he cites the Ramban, is agreeing as well. So we have a machloket here about Sifrei Chachma. Before we get to how the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim Paskim Sifrei Chachma, let us cite two views on other topics. Source 21, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Gansried, says that Aval otan sifrei divrei ayamim sheyotzi mehem inyani musar v'girat shamayim. He says, let's say you have a story of battles, a history book. But it's not just, remember we saw already Tosfot said, sifrei mechamot, they're leitzonos. Why would you read them? He says, what about if they're written from a proper perspective? They teach you morals and values and yirat shamayim. They teach you Yad Hashem is behind everything. And why did they win this war and they lose that war? It's because Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Kegon, say for Yosefo, and he lists a certain history book he liked. It's not Josephus. Keotsebo, afilu ketuv melashon laz, even if they're not written in Hebrew. Mutu lekrotam, afilu b'shabes. Mikom akom in roi larbot bem. So you can read educational material, though not too much. And Source 22, Rav Malamed, Shlita, he's alive and well, putting out Sfarim. He says, Stam divrei chol v'sipurim shein b'hem erech asur likro, things that are secular and stories with no value whatsoever, you should not be reading on Shabbos, it is forbidden to. But, aval mishamit, the aneg, the kriyatam, people who really like reading them, rashay likrot b'hem derech harai, they can read them a bit in a temporary fashion. Shelo gazru al kriya sheyesh ba'oneg, and what's the source for that? Let's go down to Source 32. The Magen Avram is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't, based on the Gemara, that you can't run and jump on Shabbos. So what about somebody who likes to run and jump? Well, that's your Oneg Shabbos. So I really, really like jumping up and down. So we're Mekel. So says the Magen Avram, Chen l'rod, afo pish asur l'rod, so you can not even know, I can't go look at all those drawings and paintings and read the captions under them. Mikomakom imreiya Oneg lo mutalero. Let's say I really enjoy looking at them, so it is allowed. Now, that's not to say that every Acharon agrees with this Magen Avraham. Believe me, many of them disagreed with him. But we have a precedent for the concept of your Oneg Shabbos making certain behaviors which might not be the most Shabbistic activity will be allowed for you to do on Shabbos. Yes, you had a question?
Is there an issue with learning about history in general?
Yes. Yes. If it's not done from the Torah perspective, it's a problem.
Is it only about kings or just history?
It's a whole approach to secular knowledge. We believe it's important for us to know secular knowledge. It makes us a better human being. You know, Torah Mado, we believe in literature and full education, and you're supposed to get a secular education. And it's going to help you advance in the world, and it's going to help you advance in school, and you'll be a successful person in life. At the same time, everything you do has to be, you know, it shouldn't be giving you any non-Torah influences. So even if you're learning history, it has to be done with a Torah perspective. I don't know many from Jews who would disagree with that statement. Meaning, even if I value learning history, which I do, I don't think that the lessons that you learn from your history should be teaching you anything antithetical to Torah. So therefore, yes, there could be a problem with learning history in a certain way, on a weekday too. I mean, look at Shulah Shabbos. But the question is, what about when you do it properly? Can you do it on Shabbos? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch here are saying, yeah, if it gives you in your name, Maser V'yirat Shemayim, yeah, Mikol Makom Ein Roi L'Harbot Behem. There's an interesting side point in Source 23, the Shudah Ramah. The Ramah had apparently been taking some flack from people because he quoted some philosophers in something he wrote. And he says, Tchilan, let me answer you, the people saying, oh, how could you quote these Greek philosophers? So he says, I have two answers. First of all, the real issue is reading them. And I didn't read them. How did I know any of them? I read them in the Mor Nevuchim of the Rambam. So that was his first answer. Avshei veitim itzat divrei Aristo. Meidani alai shamayim v'aretz shekol yomai lo asakti b'shum sefer misvarav. I didn't read anything from Aristotle. Rak masha asakti b'sefer amorish. Yegati bo matzati. Believe me, I learned Mor Nevuchim well and I gained a lot from it. So therefore, I also know some philosophy, because he discusses philosophy there. But he says, second of all, when did I do all this? My witnesses in Shemayim, I don't like going on walks so much. Everybody else was going to take their Shabbos walk in the afternoon, so I didn't take my Shabbos walk. Instead, I went to learn Mor Nevuchim, and I learned philosophy. So apparently, he felt reading Mor Nevuchim and brushing up on his philosophy was an okay Shabbos afternoon activity. Certainly no worse for your Shabbos afternoon than a leisurely stroll. Okay. Shulchan Aruch says, Paskin's a few halachas that are relevant to us right now. In Source 24, in Sif Tet Zayin, he's a Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Tet Zayin, says, Melitzor Meshalem Shal Sicha Chulin Divrei Cheshen. Stories, secular or romance novels, Kigon Sefer Emanuel, V'chein Sefer Mokamo, stories of battles, he's listing to you the stories, the books that existed that he knew about. Also the Krot Ben Shabbos. You cannot read them, also the Krot Ben Shabbat, you cannot read them on Shabbos. V'ach v'chol aser mishum moshav leitzim, v'over mishum al tifnu el elilim, so you can't read them, again, citing both those views, citing the view of Tosfot or the view of the Gemara, either for Avodah Zarah or Moshav Leitzim, you should not be reading those materials. No Sifrei Cheshek even on weekdays. So Mishnah Berurah here in Source 26 comments, Ve'en b'chaza yosifon v'sefer yuchsim devrei yamim, and he's listing to you some good svarim that he likes, Shemehem yomadu devrei moser v'yira, v'alkein afilu tuvim b'la'a shara, even if they're not written in Hebrew, you can read these because they give you again Musar and Yirat Shemayim, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you can't read any of these things. Shulchan Aruch says unless they help you be a better Jew. So even though they're secular, a secular book that helps you be a better person, so that could be allowed as well.
Was it talking about chol and you can apply it to Shabbos or explicitly on Shabbos?
Yeah. I think he's talking about, well, he comments already at the beginning. So I think he's saying even on Shabbos, you could read these things that help you have better Musar near Shemayim on Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yudzayin, actually, before we get to that, stolen Tetzayin of Dibre Cheshek on these romance novels, Ikatu, Misha Megari Yitzer Hara, Misha Chibron, Misha Matika, Yitzer Kamar Mabizel, Machdin Rabin. Romance novels, they're bad for Yitzer Hara, so anybody who writes them, copies them, edits them, prints them, you're ruining everything for a lot of people. Before we get to the Ramah, let's go to Yitzayin, and I'll get back to the Ramah. In Yitzayin, he says, Asr Lomo B'Shabbat Yom Tov Zulak Divrei Torah. On Shabbos, you can only learn Torah. V'afilu B'Sifrei Chochmat Asr. So your Paskins like the Rambam, you can't read them on Shabbos. But he cites, V'yesh Mishamatir, meaning the Rashba, V'apis V'ratom Mutar Labid B'Atzrullah B'Shabbos. According to that view, Rashba said, you can look in a telescope on Shabbos. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on this, he says, but Eli Rabba says, Yari Shemayim Rai Lach Rabbazes. So, you could read Sifrei Chochma on Shabbos, but a Yari Shemayim, you should probably refrain from it. But Meikar Din, I can't tell you that there's anything wrong with it. I skipped one Ramah and one Mishnah Berurah, let's go back to them now. The Ramah I skipped, Haggah, at the end of Sif Tet Zayin in Source 24, Menira Ledaktik, Handa Asr Likrot Besicha Chulim Sipurei Machamot. That which I said to you, that you cannot read anything secular in Shabbos, any of these stories of war, that's where they are written in English, where they are written in Latin, where they are written in Aramaic, meaning anything but Hebrew. If they're written in Hebrew, shari, it's okay. Now this seems to be a very broad heter of the Ramah. And what would be the reason for it? So the Mishnah Berurah comments, Avabalashana Kodesh, from Hebrew itself, just from learning, reading and speaking Hebrew, you pick up the Shorashim. The Shorashim have Torah, the letters have Torah, the words have Torah. You read something now and you hear a Hebrew word and you understand and you go, oh, now I understand that sugya I learned a few years ago, a few weeks ago, a few days ago. Now I understand that word. Oh, I misunderstood that word. So every Hebrew word you get helps you know Hebrew. Helps you understand Torah. In addition, it'll help you understand future Torah, you know, if you know Hebrew better. When you learn future Torah, it'll be easier for you. Even a letter, if it's written in Hebrew, you can read it. You can learn it. How can you write anything in Hebrew without even incidentally citing something in Hebrew? Citing a pasuk, like if you're going to say shalom to somebody, you'll say shalom rav lo avei torah techa. You'll end up citing a pasuk. Ah, shtarei chavod cheshbono. Even the Ramah would aser if it's Hebrew. Okay, before we get to the end of the Mishnah Berurah, there commenting on Hebrew. So first of all, you should know that the Rambam in Perush Mishnah of Masechet Avot, source 25. So commenting, Mishnah says, have a zayir a mitzvah kala to chamura. Be careful about even a mitzvah kala. So what is a mitzvah kala? Says the Rambam, Charkach Amr Shorel Yizer Mitzvah Sheikhashev Bashikala Kigon Simchat Regel Lamida Lashon Kodesh. Learning Hebrew. Learning Hebrew is a mitzvah kala. So the Ramah is saying, learning Hebrew is a mitzvah kala. It's a mitzvah. Which means that if these svarim are going to be helping you perform the mitzvah of learning Hebrew, you can read them on Shabbos. Rav Asher Weishlita in Shut Minchat Asher Chelek Aleph Tshuva Yudzayin says, nowadays, where, you know, Israeli society is alive and well with a lot of Hebrew, and every book exists in Hebrew, and everything's in Hebrew, he doesn't see how this can apply, how, and still Shabbos being what it is, and of course, business documents are in Hebrew, and everything's in Hebrew, so he does not recommend relying on such a heter. Maybe as a snifla hakel, when you're combining it with lots of other things, but not that alone. And in the Mishnah Berurah, moving on to our next topic, at the end of Sif Katan Samach Gimel, he says, "Inyan Kriyat Zeitungim," which is apparently the word they had for newspapers, B'Shabbat, אף שבתשובת שבות יעקב מקל בזה, הרבה אחרונים אוסרים מפני שיש בהם ידיעה מעניין עם עשה ומתן. So he cites one view that's Mekel, but he says many are Aser because newspapers have a lot about business, and you should not be reading about business on Shabbos. Again, Shtari Hedyotot. What is the background on this? So let us go to source 27, the Shelat Yavetz. The Yavetz was Rav Yaakov Emden, and he was asked about reading newspapers. Here he calls it Kornetin. Linyan Likrot, but Kornetin, and it passed in Krach and Ayra, Gdolo, Mide Shavua, Beshavua, there were weekly newspapers in Medina Zo. They tell us what's going on in the war. It tells you what's going on in the world. He says, nearly pashut. They are not a problem to read on Shabbos. Why? If the whole reason to allow you to read a letter on Shabbos was maybe it's going to save your life because you have to know what's going on in the war, you have to know if the war is coming to your neighborhood, so you have to know what's going on in the world. So he says, so to a newspaper. That's how we know what's going on in the world. So just because Reuven didn't send it to Shimon, but newspaper company sent it to Shimon. So that tells you what's going on in the world, and that's important. Especially in our time, he said, when there were a lot of wars going on. So you had to know what's going on. You have to know which side is winning. Because again, Jews didn't belong to any society. Nobody really ever wanted them. So what do? They befriended the side that was stronger. So they could be safe and have safe haven. Maybe it's pikuach nefesh. Nonetheless, again, we said that you could read these stories if you really enjoy them. Also here, people really enjoy them. And also there's the need to know what's going on. In addition, people read the paper all the time. And if you don't let them read it, you're going to cause them tsar. Tsar lemanem befrada ragil ekrotan. Shenafshur shokik of a kosefel adam chadish ben. People want to know the news. So it seemed to me to be a heter gamur. Sha'ab Shulchan Aruch lasar sibur mechamot, because even the Shulchan Aruch didn't ask for sibur mechamot. But he says, and this is the big but, Omanam adayin choke gani lahachmir mitam acher, behind him v'nei shebesofan regilim lo'tia gam kein askorot v'karkot v'kelim v'karkot. At the end of the newspaper, what do they print? They have a classified section. They have items for sale. There's business. Sharin yane masa matan miskit hagarim. Shezev alay asa likro b'shabbat. You cannot read those business parts on Shabbos. Va'afilu la'ayin v'hem lahar b'lvad, even to read them silently to yourself, asr. V'im tamari yizarim l'ayin midvarim. So okay, I'll read the parts of the paper that aren't business. It'll be fine. And it's karim and itarim b'shar. Yesh lamar skor skor l'karim lo tikrav. Just like we wouldn't be okay with a nazir walking through a vineyard, we're not okay with you reading this newspaper. So therefore, he says, Nachon Lasser Lagamri. So seemingly, we should be Aser it because of the business section in the back. Yes, you had a question?
So he says you should ban all newspapers.
He says seemingly we should ban them for that reason.
And at a time when there's no war, at the beginning, was he saying that it is mutar? Should you be... Like, ideally, you shouldn't be reading newspapers on Shabbos.
Ideally, you should be...
If you have time on Sunday, should you use that time on Sunday? But it's also good to learn on that Shabbos.
Meaning, if you have time on Sunday, you should do it on Sunday. Meaning, best to use Shabbos or Torah, everybody agrees. Question is, not everybody is on the Madrigal only be reading Torah on Shabbos, so can I be learning something that's going to help me out in another way? So can I read a newspaper? So a newspaper that doesn't have business ads in it, doesn't have things for sale, some are mekel if the things for sale are Torah, like it's advertising that there's a Dalaminim sale, some are mekel if there's not prices mentioned in any of the ads. You'll see some of these Shabbos bulletins from all the shuls, so a lot of them are basically ads. So I don't know the heter to read most of them that are just ads, but some of them don't have prices. It'll just say, there's a yeshiva dinner coming up. Support the mayor. Support yeshivas chevron. Support all these yeshivas. And they just put an ad there. It doesn't say, tickets are $75. So that's helping out the clown. That's doing mitzvahs. So maybe that would be okay. Shmir Shabbos Kolchata regarding newspapers, we're up to source 28. Says Meikar Din Mutar Lekrod Chadashot V'Iton. Technically, you can read newspapers, but Aval Asur Lekrov Aflo Ni Ayim In Yani Mecha Chomevkar V'Parsim V'Iton. But don't read any ads. V'Aflo Lekrov Alayim Mudo Chain Ben Mesparta Atzon Kniya Mechir V'Atzor Avoda. Oh, so the first one is about business, and the second is about ads. And he says, and also not Horaot Bishul. Don't even read the cooking section. Why? Because you're reading about something that's Asur to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, so why would you read about it on Shabbos? Though in the footnote there he says, Shemati me Rav Orbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that's all, at the time of Shlita, he says, Shemati me Rav Orbach Shlita, Diyitachein ho v'lon l'amdim eich lahavir eish, eich lahamid g'der aleish, rachm l'amdim eich lahatim et adav shil, shilat tam tov, ulai zo achachma v'yidiot, v'lom l'amdim dvar masurim, ki rachm l'amdim eich shatav shil yeh yotir tayim. What are you reading about when you read a recipe column? You're reading about how to make your food delicious. It's not, this is how to cook your food, this is how to do Bishul B'Shabbos, this is how to put a plot on your, this is how to do Megis. It's not teaching you the Isser stuff. It's teaching you, this food really goes well with this spice, and this sauce, and this wine. It makes it delicious. That's not a certain Shabbos, so you could actually read that. Says, yeah?
Is it more lenient to read something that's like a non-kosher menu, or a kosher menu?
What's the problem?
As in, if there's a piece of pork, but it says...
But you can just substitute cow. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the cookbooks that exist in the world are not kosher. Yeah. And you can read them. You shouldn't be planning to make basar b'chalov or pork. But you can read them and go, I'll bet you that same recipe that they're making with pork, I can make with my kosher meat. That's not a problem. That he says, I'm talking about on weekdays too, not a problem. V'roi l'chol yari shamayim l'hachmir. V'lo l'krol v'chal v'yitom v'shabbat v'yom tov. Best to not read a newspaper on Shabbos v'yom tov. Chen yesh l'akal mikar adin l'yayin b'sifru r'b'yitonu mitzoeich im anyinu satan l'krol b'sifrei limud. Says we can also be lenient, technically, to read any literature and professional journalism and any educational books, textbooks, school books, as long as it's not about business. But not if it's on an usher topic. For example, an engineering textbook would be a problem. Again, but again, technically allowed, maybe not the best thing to do if you're able to spend your Shabbos learning Torah. Okay. Before we conclude and go through a few halacha lemaisa things, and I'll end with a good story from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, let's quote some interesting kulot that I saw. In source 29, the Magen Avram discusses inviting guests, and then he says, "Lo gazrin anat cheshbonot sheinan shal mitzvah kol shekein achad the hu guf of zera at v'shtari cheshbonot the shari b'shal mitzvah ve'in sham the tzarchi rabim shari." He says, if the reading is being done for mitzvah purposes or tzorech rabim, it's allowed. We have a rule that you're allowed to do tzorech rabim on Shabbos. You're allowed to do hirhurim mutarim, right? We sing it in Zmiros. Hirhurim mutarim ulishatecha bonot tinogalamdo sefer, etc. What are we saying? I'm allowed, even though it's Shabbos, and even though it might be business-oriented, we're allowed as a tzibur to get together to discuss, we need a new mikvah, we need a new Aron Kodesh. We have to get together and we have a campaign and let's figure out how we're going to get the stuck up with this. We're allowed to get together for Inyani Tzibur, Inyani the Rabbim, Inyani Mitzvah. Similarly, I'm allowed to go to Reuven and say, hey Reuven, I hear you're a Rebbe, I hear you're a tutor. My son needs a Rebbe, you're a tutor. Can you teach him? Yes. So without discussing, you know, without discussing how much I'm going to pay him, I'm saying, oh, are you available to teach him? You know, I'll hire you to be my... my son's Rebbe, so it's an interesting sugya of how to exactly discuss it on Shabbos. But you're allowed to do hirhurim cheshbonot, hirhurim ar mutter. So he says if they're hirhurim ar mutter, reading them is mutter too, as long as it's for tzorech mitzvah or tzorech rabim. Again, not everybody agrees with it, but that kula does exist.
As long as you don't make a price.
Well, that's a dabra thing, meaning not just regarding reading. In general, when we discuss the things you're allowed to discuss on Shabbos with somebody else, you're not allowed to discuss a price.
Yeah. You may address it, but like, what about the shuls that have been on Shabbos?
Oh, I'm not going to address them this year, but there's it's an interesting sugya. But again, it could be that they're saying that at Tzarech L'Rabim, we need to be able to say that somebody will give twice chai to the shul.
But on like Yom Tov, like
same idea. Again, I'm not necessarily a fan of that, but we can discuss that a different time. I can get you some sources on that. But there's many places, wonderful places, wonderful rabbanim and poskim to do it. So I can't that. Okay. Regarding captions, source 30. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kotel or vilon sheish bo tzura chayim shuno the tzuknot shel bnei adam shamasim kigon Muhammad David Goliath kofim zot tzura ploni v'zed tzuknot ploni." Also, the Krab Shabbat, you cannot read those captions on Shabbos. Says the Magen Avram, then Katav Shama Ish Levado Mutter Lekro Talomik Rishtar Jodah Lishtar Shekatuba is Asik. He said, you can read it if it's just a name. Meaning, let's say there was a giant drawing of David and Goliath, and under it it said David and Goliath. And then there's a drawing of George Washington crossing the Delaware, it says George Washington crossing the Delaware. And then there's a drawing of Napoleon, it says this is Napoleon. And Paro and Mitzrayim, and this is Paro Mitzrayim. Without the all the extra stuff, all the persons, who the painter and the benefactor and the year and the museums and all the other information, if it's just the person's name, he's mekel to read the caption. Rav Asher Weiss, in that tshuva that I quoted before, says, Libi Omer Li, that this is why it's okay to give out Rebbe cards and Torah cards on Shabbos, even though they're going to be reading, because on the front of it is a picture of Rav Avadya Yosef. So under it says, Rav Avadya Yosef. You just read a picture and you just saw a picture and read its caption. How is that allowed? Well, based on this, he says. This might be a chiluk when it comes to baseball, or havdil, between baseball and basketball cards, etc. Where on the front they have a person, you know, this is the player, and it says his name, and may say his team and his position. But on the back, what do they have? All his life statistics. This is how many runs he scored. This is how many hits he got. This is where he was drafted. How much he weighs. His age. His favorite food. Everything is on there. That might be already been much to be reading on Shabbos. So to just look at the front of a baseball card and see his name, maybe that would be okay. Especially gives you oneg on Shabbos. But to start memorizing his statistics, reading his statistics, might be a problem. Again, lahavdil from the Rebbe cards. Fine. So we saw that. Let me discuss a few more of the side points, and then we'll end with 33 and the story from Rav Lichtenstein. We did the list, the captions that he wrote. How do we paskin? So first, I have to quote you Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was mekel on all those reading on Shabbos, anything educational, and maybe even a bit more. So don't go around stoning, burning, yelling at, reprimanding, excoriating anybody who you see reading something they shouldn't be reading on Shabbos.
So Rav Henkin says anything? Like a magazine?
Like a magazine, yeah, seemingly. My Rebbe in New York, Rav Yehuda Soloveitchik, told us when we were in college and people asked him about studying for their tests on Shabbos, so he said his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, was mekel and we could rely on him to study for your test on Shabbos. So I said to him, the test, like if you're studying for X, it's because you want to be that job as soon as you get out of college. In other words, I'm studying science because I want to be a scientist. I'm studying accounting because I want to be an accountant. I'm studying. So he says, no, but you wouldn't be studying it now only because it's for the test next week. He says, and all of them have a din of chachma and we're mekel on chachma. So we pass them like those are mekel that you can read. Chachman Shabbos, I said to him, what about if it's computer test? And he said, would you be, again, if it was only, he says, now you're not relying on my father because he was never asked about a computer test. He says, but he thinks it applies as well. Again, given that you would only be studying it for the class and not for the career, and meaning you're studying it as a chachma, as a material. But again, obviously it's best to rely to make your Shabbos without any of studying for tests on Shabbos, of course. The Meiri in Source 33 says, Mitzvah Oneg Shabbos is very big. And we say And he quotes a Yerushalmi, that what is Shabbos for? One shita says Shena, and one shita says Talmud Torah. It's for sleeping and or learning Torah. And he says, there's no machloket. Kan b'talmid, kan b'balabayit. If you learn Torah all week, so on Shabbos, you can relax, get a little sleep on Shabbos. If you work all week, so you never learn. When are you supposed to learn? You're supposed to learn on Shabbos. So he should be enjoying it. And who could really say that they learn enough during the week, even if you learn all week? So, yes, we're human beings and we may need our rest, so you should sleep on Shabbos. But certainly to be using your Shabbos for reading anything not worthwhile would certainly be not befitting Shabbos. And in that I include any nonsensical book, any joke book, anything that is just stom literature for fun, meaning not educational literature, but literature for fun. Anything such as Harry Potter, per se. Kids' books, when you read to your kids, it could be a little bit of an issue. So if you read to them an Aleph Beis book, it's not a problem. That's chinuch, and you're teaching him. But if you're reading him something dumb, so, you know, the hoppity hop on the biddy, you're going to boop. So you shouldn't be reading that to him on Shabbos. So what do you do when your kid wants you to read to him and he brings that book to read? So if he's young enough, you read it without reading it. You just tell him the story without reading it. You make it up as you go. You know the story because you've read it to him 500 times. So you just tell it to him. But even without that, if he gets older, and that doesn't work anymore because he knows how the story's supposed to go, so you have to, it's a problem to be reading that to him seemingly. Especially you're reading it out loud, you're reading these waste of time, so that could seemingly be a problem.
So is this only because we need to prioritize Torah, so we don't learn anything nonsensical, like anything that's not educational?
It's not only, well, there's a few reasons. Number one, it's to prioritize Torah. And Torah, and the Midrash says that Torah came to Hashem and said, wait, if everybody's going to be going and earn a living, when are they going to learn Torah? And Hashem says, don't worry, I made Shabbos. Shabbos is for learning Torah. So it could be that as well. But in addition, we have, and you're not allowed to reach Tar Hedyotot, and it's Gzeira Derabanan on reading other materials, lest you reach Tar Hedyotot. And I was trying to show you the extent of the Gzeira. There are Shitot and Poskim who say that you can't even read Ketuvim on Shabbos. It's certainly not in the time when you're supposed to be in Shul in the Drasha. So we don't pass in that way. You can read Ketuvim all Shabbos long. But at the same time, that extent of the Gzera, telling you about letters, telling you about Sifrei Chachma, telling you even about Sifrei Chachma in Hebrew and with good Musar, should teach you certainly that you shouldn't be reading certainly things that don't have good Musar, and don't have Yerid Shemayim, and don't have any redeeming value. Now, yes, we saw those who really are Mizanik in them, right? The Benin Halacha says, Misha Medanim Mikriyatam, Rasha, Lekrop, and Nerecharai, a little bit. Okay, you're a human being, we understand. Lo Ninda Tor Lemalachi Asharit. At the same time, we should really be trying to use our Shabbos the way it's meant to be. And that is why I titled the shir, Harry Potter and the Magic of Shabbos. We have to tap into the Magic of Shabbos. And how do we do that? By reading it properly. Now let me end with that story that I said from Rav Lichtenstein's Zatzal. The story took place in around 2007 when the last Harry Potter book was coming out. And when did it come out in New York? It came out Friday night at midnight. And that meant that people were lining up around the store, obviously dressed like witches and whatnot, to get the book soon as possible so they could go read it right away and nobody would spoil it for them. So some entrepreneurs said, aha, nobody wants to wait online at midnight. It's past their bedtime, it's cold, they're tired, whatever. I'll go online, you'll pay me a little extra, and I'll get the book for you at midnight. And I'll bring it to you and you'll have it at your door by 7 a.m. So the Jews saw this and said, aha, it's Friday night, we can't go because we can't buy anything on Friday night. But here's a guy going and willing to do it. So all of a sudden the discussion in the community became, can you have these people buy you the book on Friday night? And there were discussions in the shul bulletins and Jewish newspapers going back and forth discussing the issues like tchum, And like in my neighborhood, that wasn't a problem because the bookstore was two blocks away within the Eruv, and the stores had them already. They were just not on the shelf until midnight, etc. So now we're talking about Amira Lenachri and doing business and all those things. So at the time, I came to Israel that summer. It was the summer. And I came and for a wedding. And I said, you know what? I have the Gadol Ador of Aaron Lichtenstein. Let me go ask him. I went up to him and told him what was going on. And I said, so can somebody arrange to have the book brought to him and then he can read it that Shabbos? And he looked at me and he said, they shouldn't read it that Shabbos and they shouldn't read it any Shabbos. And with a look in his eyes, he said to me, did all these people do Shnayim Mikra? And so, yeah, that was the very important lesson I got from Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, which was that, yes, Shabbos is about more than the details of what you can and can't do on Shabbos in terms of Amir Lenachri, in terms of Malacha. It's also about tapping into the magic of Shabbos. It's about making Shabbos what it's supposed to be. Oneg Shabbos of Talmud Torah. Oneg Shabbos of freeing yourself from the nonsensical parts of the week. Shabbos is a time of being you with Hashem. So may we all be Zoch.